Ant. The next great flood was expected at any moment. The clouds that had gathered over Sycamore Avenue were charcoal and plum. The boys sat on the curb in front of his house playing a game whose rules were loosely constructed. When one of the rules demanded that he put his face near the gutter, he saw an ant. The ant was alone and moving closer to the dark hole in the street. He extended his right pointer finger to the ant, and the ant slowly made its way onto his fingertip. He lifted his finger and peered at the ant. It was shinier than the boy expected. He carried the ant to the maple tree trembling in his front yard and let it go in the soil beneath it. The boy watched intently as the ant clambered over the hunks and dips of the cultivated earth. But then thunder startled him, and he swiveled his head upward to watch a lightning flash illuminate the clouds. Another peal of thunder followed. The boy looked down at the soil and searched for the ant, but it was lost to him. He got up from the ground and hurried into the house. Through the window, he saw another lightning bolt and remembered how the ant gleamed on his finger. That night, as raindrops beat against his bedroom, he dreamed he was crawling in the dirt.